1912 deed. About the fourth line down, it says, retaining the rights to occupy said land down to the actual water line of said lake. And it appears that's kind of what started this issue. That got overlooked as years went along. And title insurance has been issued to these 36 properties along the way, and they didn't pick up on that. And the judgment that came about, the second one that came about last year, the judge says that Empire owns the land. And I think I gave you all a copy of the map. I brought a copy if you want it. But there's like 36 parcels that go down through there that either the entire parcel, like some condominiums and resorts, are in that like 5 acres of ground, that it appears that title insurance was issued on wrongly over the last 40, 50 years or whatever. So folks have been paying taxes and thought they owned the land and had clear title, and now their titles are clouded. In conversation with one title company, the report is that many of them have gone to their title companies with claims, and none of them have got to court yet or resolved, but a lot of them are going there. Most of that's just background. I'm coming real close to a deadline to making a decision of how our office is going to assess these properties. For all these years, these folks have been paying the taxes on improvements in land, and there doesn't appear to be a question. Anybody I've talked to that the land is owned by, this deed gives the land ownership to Empire. So here on my notes, you can see I've got one option I have is just to continue to assess the whole thing like we have for all these years. The other option I've got is to assess the land to Empire and the improvements as well, land and Empire. And I've had a couple of attorneys seem to think that's probably the way to go. And the next one is to assess just the land to Empire and the improvements to those that have been paying taxes on. One little side note is the judgment that happened in the lawsuit. The judge ruled the land ownership to Empire, but he did leave the structure to the people that had been paying taxes on it. So anyhow, I guess I should have started with this, but my reason for coming before you guys, two reasons actually, but one of them, I'd value your opinions, thoughts that you might have on how we should assess this, because it could, we don't know what's going to happen as far as the county goes, but anyway, you're the kingpin of the county, so to speak, so I wanted you to be aware and would value your opinion. The other hope I had was that property owners, I've talked to some of them, and there was indication they would like an opportunity to speak in an open meeting. But I didn't get the word that we were going to meet today, so I have only been able to contact a few of them. I didn't have time to send out a mailing, and that would be a possibility if you wanted to meet again a week from now. I've got just verbal conversation opinions from attorneys. One of them said we had a great question, didn't have an opinion what we should do. Again, I've had two individuals that indicated they think the thing to do is to tax improvements and land to Empire. the Empire, the attorney that represents Empire, says that we should tax the improvements to the people that's been paying the taxes these years. And again, the judgment indicated to, the judge was saying evidently that we should tax the improvements to the former owners. I've got one little property, narrow property, back in the 90s, actually sold at the county tax sale and then went through the process and has a quiet title on that property. So that's an interesting issue. Does this deed outweigh that? The Empire didn't take any action when that process went through. So is the title actually quiet for this gentleman? To my knowledge, Empire, I've talked to Empire different times, as you're aware, I'm sure, has done little to help the issue. We've talked about leases. It seemed sensible to me that they could have gone to these property owners when this judgment came down and worked out leases so that we could have something to lay hold of as far as taxing the improvements. But so far that hadn't happened. So anyway, that's my dilemma, I guess you'd say, that's before me. And if you've got some thoughts, I would certainly welcome them.
I think this needs to be passed on to our attorney, our county attorney, and see what his opinion is on this. I don't know. Do y'all have any?
Did they ever record anything, or just the one property that was at the actual lawsuit?
Did they what?
Did record? Did they record everything, or just the one property that they were?
There's only been legal action. My understanding, Brandon, is just on that one property. There's been no action. And in visiting,
and it was just on that one property that the lawsuit was over?
Correct.
And my understanding was, is I think we gave you direction at the time, until it's recorded, don't do anything. I could just continue as is, I think is what Frank said was the best option. But I'm like, Mike, let's go ahead and let Frank give a, I don't mind if he gives a written response, and then that way we can give that to you, and you'll have something that's written as opposed to a verbal question, no opinion, or.
That would be good.
I don't have a problem with that. Do you guys?
No, I don't. The people that have spent the money and have the money invested in the properties other than the land, and they bought the land, if they are not billed and don't pay the taxes on it, then they're at the mercy of a tax sale, just like you said, in 3 years, which puts their property up at question of who has ownership. So it's my thought to let this go through the I don't know whether it'll go through the appeals process or not from this one judgment. It doesn't seem right that if you said you had a small parcel that Empire didn't even pay the taxes on, right? If they claimed ownership and they let it go back and it sold at a county tax sale and they didn't even claim ownership to it. So this is something for the judicial courts to figure out, and there may be appeals to this, and the least amount that the county can get involved in it, I think the best. I think that the ownership by these, what is it, 25?
Is it 35 or 36.
35 or 36 people, individuals themselves, I'm sure they'll have some kind of class action type lawsuit. So I think that let them go ahead, because if there's any judgment whatsoever, somebody's going to get paid a large sum of money for what they've invested in the properties and the taxes that they have paid. So that's my opinion.
Nikki, do you care to just give the question to Frank and let him give a written response?
Go ahead and send him Chuck's responses here too. Send them up to Frank.
That'll be great. As you know, we have met with him before, but if he could give a written opinion, I think that would be good for the county commission as well as the assessor on this. To your point, Daniel, I as assessor, I've got to make a decision in the next few weeks as of who to assess it to, because I got to assess it to somebody. And currently, my plan is to at least assess the land to Empire.
Because but if it's not been recorded, it's not. See, that's where you're. I don't know. I would just let Frank.
Well, the recording we have, I said there's only one recording.
Right.
There's two recordings in the lawsuit, but the first recording is the deed that everybody seems to say clearly says Empire owns the land.
I don't know.
The judge said that, and everybody else has
said that. But Empire hasn't taken ownership of the rest of the land, have they? They haven't gone and said, hey, yeah, that's now in our name. Except for on that one piece.
Well, they've gone to the court and said that.
For that one piece.
Correct.
The court went ahead and did. That's what I mean. I just let Frank handle it.
If you all would do that, that'd be great. I would appreciate that.
Here's the way I look at it. We're not going to make judgment off of one piece of property on 36 other landowners. That's been a case where one judge, which the other cases could be led to the Court of Appeals, which would reverse the entire thing. So one property, the judgment on one property doesn't hold water with me on all the other properties.
To that point, in requesting Frank to look at it, ask him if he believes this deed, that's key. Does this deed say all of this land is Empire? That's what the judge said.
Isn't there another deed after this?
No,
or is this the one before?
I may have misled you all that when I met before. I thought there was a second deed they were looking at, but that's evidently not the case. There's only this one deed. They just looked at it wrong all these years.
I was thinking there's one from 1912 and one from 1952 or 62.
I may have given you that idea incorrectly. That was what I thought that there was.
There was also a deal to where some of the owners on the property down there signed something. I think there was one owner that didn't sign.
About that.
So I think there was one owner that didn't sign onto that, and so they're trying to go after that as well. And that owner's saying, no, I didn't sign that, so you can't come after me on taking over that property. So there's some other issues going on.
That may be the one I was speaking to. But their Empire has talked to people over the years, lots of confusion. And
right. It's a lot bigger deal than.
Guys, I appreciate you listening to me and getting Frank to look at it. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess we'll recess till 10 o'clock. We're scheduled to go into executive session.